Mr. and Mrs. TV Land, DJ Doug and DJ Little Hiss Muffet, at your service.
Yeah, no limits. It's secretly our last show for 3 months. We didn't promote it online because we're trying to keep things low-key.
Low-key.
But after this, the next 3 months, we are going to specially curate the next 3 months of reruns.
Only the finest
selected
for you.
Well, actually,
No clip shows.
My idea is to pick the absolute best and worst.
So, Jesus.
Nothing in the middle. There's no mediocre episodes.
So all the ones where I'm drunk, basically.
All the ones where all the terrible and wonderful episodes. So distorted here. Hold on.
You sound okay on the...
Oh, yeah, but it's my headphones.
Yeah, no, you sound okay through the headphones and the mic on my end.
Yeah, I fixed the headphones.
Okay.
So, I'm going to pick the best and worst. We're going to pick best and worst.
All right. That's more your department. I will leave that job in your capable hands.
Something can be said about...
To please our fans, both of them.
Something can be said about fan episodes. I might even throw in a few of my early episodes where I know what the hell I was doing before you were here. I know there's at least one episode where I'm...
BBC before...
Touch-tossed.
Before, I don't know, C-word for girlfriends. Can we say that on the air?
I don't know. Before cunts. before cuckolds. Yes, so it's our last show for the next few months, secretly. Play some music. Sorry, the internet is not allowing me to access our website. We usually post the playlist, so I don't really know what playlist I just had, but I'm just going to kind of wing it with the records next to me.
Yeah, so get your pen and paper ready.
I know, I just played Yikes. The record's called Secrets to the Super Flipping.
That record was sick.
The song is called I Played Poor People in the Cars. You guys get the record. I highly recommend it. It's overpriced, but it's good. I think there might be a CD reissue. I don't know.
But it's also on green vinyl. I don't know if it... Were they all pressed on green vinyl or just the...
Yeah, this is it. This is the only press.
This is the only pressing.
I don't know how many they made.
Alright, it's on a... We were like, what color green is that? Because it's kind of too bright of a green
lime
to be
green.
Like a mint green. But it's too... Because, like, lime green's more yellow.
Well, the other record was green, too. They're different greens.
Different greens.
So, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a lovely shade of green. It's a lovely shade of green.
It's a good record. I recommend it. Unfortunately, it costs money now. Shouldn't. That's a different story. Pretty record. It's not 10 inches. It's probably one of the few 10 inches I own. It's kind of annoying size. Because you don't know where to put it. Where do you put a 10 inch?
Yeah, well, I feel like...
Where do you put it? It gets lost.
Yeah.
And look, you can't see it because it slips behind the 12s.
I have like a little section for like my tiny, tiny handful of 10 inches that I have. Because I agree with you. They're kind of a pain in the butt.
Maybe they don't want to have.
And I also feel like you like need to make a commitment of like, are you going to buy 45s or are you going to buy like 12 inch singles? You know?
I played one of my own 12 inch singles.
I have very few 12 inch singles because also 12 inch singles tend to be more for like rap and hip hop.
Yes.
I probably own like 5 12 inch singles, but I have a lot of 45s.
Well, on that note, before that, I played Sparks. Yikes, Sparks. It's very similar, right?
Sparks.
There's a theme there. That's actually a 12-inch single of Angst in My Pants.
That's right. Because then you congratulated me for noticing to change the speed.
Good job.
Because that is not something I always notice. And then I'm like, why does it sound like this?
It's a maxi 45. Now it's just a 45 maxi.
Now with wings.
Yeah, you can put it between your garage and stop all those deep flushes or whatever.
Is it sponsored by Paul McCartney?
Yeah. No, there's two legs. Thank you.
Spit out my beer.
I played some Ray Charles live.
That was good.
In concert, a hell of a record. ABC Paramount. Played the band, Stage Fright. We got the most awesome record cover ever.
Sly. Yeah, that is a sick cover.
There's a ride going on.
Yes, and has anyone seen the new Sly documentary? We have yet to see it. Let us know what you think.
Or can be honest about it.
Call in or type in the comments.
Just dive into, like, crack into them and, like, living in a trailer park for fucking ever.
Is there a Tower of Power documentary yet? Because there should be. There should be.
Yeah. I didn't play this, unfortunately. This was an wrong slate.
Nice, okay.
See, I played Sabbath.
Oh, that was dope.
By, Moon Duo.
Moon Duo. Yeah, that was awesome. Right, that was a very, like, industrial Sabbath.
Very good.
That was really good.
Start off the set with, Blues for Mr. Jimmy. Jimmy McGriff, I love that track.
Yay!
After that was, Pink Floyd, Saucer Full of Secrets from Saucer Full of Secrets. Same with the record, Saucer Full of Secrets, but look at that cover.
That's so cool. Yeah, very painterly. Was that the Pompeii?
That track is on Pompeii, but the record
on
is
Pompeii,
called Saucer
Full
of Secrets.
Okay, got it.
So yes, so there's going to be a reissue of the Live of Pompeii movie coming out at the end of the month. IMAX. So I'm just seeing everybody in the world.
Yes.
With a new 5-1 mix.
Let's go. Let's get a hot pot and then go see it.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do some IMAX. Maybe like Kabuki, that sounds fun.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, IMAX there.
That's true. We haven't been to Kabuki in a minute.
Trouble some strings. Okay,
yeah, get a little sushi Japanese dinner moment in Japantown. I love that Japanese grocery store. They sell the Kewpie mayo there.
Yes.
I'm so gay for that shit.
And iced tea I like too.
Oh, yeah.
So I played Packer the Billy Kid by Bob Dylan, but she stepped out because you're like Bob Dylan.
I needed to excuse myself for that.
UK pressing, apparently, for $8.
Get it away from me.
I like this dated when I bought it.
Don't,
funny.
You know, it's in my 3 feet of personal space.
1719. Yo. That's a good record. All right. Chris Christopherson, he's there, he's hot. Look at him. Oh, yeah.
He was banging.
I'd fucking bang Chris Christopherson.
Yeah, he can be on your laminated card.
Yeah.
Did I tell you I was pricing 45s the other day and we got a, he did. Yeah. We got a Bruce Springsteen 45.
Cool.
But it was, like, we had the original sleeve. A lot of times when we get 45s, the original sleeves are either missing or so damaged, we have to put them in just, you know, like, generic sleeves. But this one still had the original sleeve, and it was probably early 80s Springsteen, where it's like he has, like, the no sleeves on the t-shirt. This is his sweatband era.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, the guns are blazing. He looks all, like, oiled up. And, like, I just propped it at, like, my station all day just so I could, just so Bruce could keep me company.
You still gotta look out for that 10-inch, record store day, like, one of the first record store days.
Mm-hmm.
It's him doing a live version of Dream Baby Dream by Suicide.
Oh, man,
it sold out, like, immediately.
Oh, I'm sure. It's beautiful.
I can't remember who's on the other side.
I mean, this is such an awesome, like, awesome song. It's so awesome that he covered that song.
The problem is that all the Springsteen fans bought it and don't give a shit about that song. Just selling it.
They just bought it because it's rare. The Springsteen.
Yeah. So if you keep
Mango
an eye out,
Spleen.
That's like one of my
rails. That's one of your holy grails. All right.
Yeah. Anyway.
Will do, darling.
Yeah, he never released that song ever, by the way. It's like the only legal release of it.
Yeah, because we don't call them imports at, or no, we don't call them bootlegs at Meeps. We call them imports.
I get turned off the Springsteen from the coolest.
Sorry,
bootleg.
I shouldn't give away all our secrets.
Coolest bootleg I've ever heard in my life, which I bought at Amoeba Music.
Oh, yeah.
In
1914. That's the year I was born.
1814. 2009. I bought the coolest bootleg I've ever heard in my life. Anyway.
Nice. All right.
Y'all play some music, I guess?
Yeah. That's what we're here for.
I'm DJ Doug.
I'm DJ Little Hiss Muffet. We're gonna switch gears a little bit here. I was just feeling some, like, classic punk rock bangers. So that's what you all got in store for ya. Late 70s, early 80s, classic punk, classic hardcore. A lot of California bands, and I brought a few local gems too, just to sprinkle those in. Absolutely not. I will say with pride that I do not own any fucking Green Day.
Metallica.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Why are you?
Grateful Dead.
Why are you you giving our listeners this impression of me?
Quicksilver? I don't know.
Third Eye Blind?
He lives around the corner. No, let's not talk about them.
Actually, I did not bring any Flipper. I guess I...
That's a bummer.
I know I have a Flipper record. I don't know. Maybe that one got lost with yours. We tend to cross-pollinate. Anyway, yeah. Punk classics coming your way. Radio Valencia. The Mission District, San Francisco, California.
Channel limits. Till
midnight.
Till midnight.
Yeah, and then, yeah.
Till midnight. Till midnight and then 3 months.
Till midnight tonight, and then, you'll get the opportunity to hopefully miss us.
Ish. Okay. All right, well, I guess I'm jabbering at that school.
Yeah, please save me from myself.
Here we go. Music.
on.
Like I was trying to point my finger and be all coy, and I was like, now we're on the air.
And now, for something completely different. Your mother was a hamster and your father smelt of elderberries.
Call me Tim.
What velocity of a laden swallow? I feel like someone from another dimension would understand our rudimentary concepts.
Give me a second. I have to alter the dimensional void to like make them work.
Or like, what is the airspeed philosophy of a laden swallow?
You said philosophy.
Velocity. Philosophy.
Philosophy is funnier though.
Yeah. I have definitely not had any adult beverages tonight.
Philosophy.
That makes two of us.
Yes.
You don't count as an entity, because you're... Well, I mean, are you an entity?
I'm not corporeal.
Because you're not corporeal. You are ethereal.
It's like Q.
You are... You are omnipresent.
And you have no
real form in the traditional sense.
Not in your physical, tangible sense.
Your presence knows no confines.
Knows no boundaries.
There are no boundaries.
There are no boundaries.
That is why you are interdimensional, Devlin.
The boundary condition of the universe is that there is no boundary condition of the universe.
You defy the laws of our meager and primitive
concepts.
But do you still change your underwear? That's the question everyone's wondering all this time.
He transcends.
Do dimensional beings still change their underwear?
But I mean, when you're that transcendental, do you even fart like?
Oh no, there's no need.
I mean, yeah, like it's. You're such an ethereal being. Like,
fart is a new Milky Way.
I mean, every time you fart, it's a new galaxy. Like, let's be real.
Yeah.
Like, every fart from interdimensional galaxy.
Every time you hear a bell,
it's a gift to us.
Every time you hear a fart from a galaxy is born.
Oh my god. Galaxy is born.
Right.
We thank you for your contributions, Interdimensional Devlin. Thank you for being here tonight.
My pleasure.
This show is Beyond the Limits. I'm DJ Nug.
I'm DJ Little Hiss Muffet.
And Interdimensional Devlin.
And Interdimensional Devlin.
We're very lucky that
there was a wrinkle in time and space tonight that Interdimensional Devlin was able to grace us with his presence
It's always nice to descend down into the lower realms.
We appreciate you slumming it with us fucking losers. Thank you.
Presence down here.
You know, you gotta hang out with us like chuckleheads sometimes, so you can like keep perspective when you're in other dimensions.
That is very, very well said.
Thank you. Between
galactic farts.
It's a good band name.
Anyway, guys, all that show for a few months. We're taking a little break. And we're just playing there, Little Hiss Muffet.
That is me.
Sounds like
if you weren't with us before our last talk break, what I played this last set was I just really wanted to play some old school classic punk rock fucking bangers. Some late 77, early 80s, classic punk, early hardcore, and it was fun. It was kind of a getting back to my roots, as my Minnesota-born dad would say. So, getting back to the roots. So, I'll do a quick list of what we played, because unfortunately our technical difficulty, we're not able to enter into our... RadioValencia.com
for you to see what we played,
get your pen and paper handy, because we old school tonight, and if if you like something you heard, like I said, get your pen and paper handy, because here we go. We started off the set with classic Minor Threat. I don't want to hear it. None of your bullshit. Then, Social Distortion's first album, my personal opinion, the best one, Mommy's Little Monster.
Distortion.
And then one of my all-time favorite punk albums from the Circle Jerks.
Let's give a thumbs up to that one.
Circle Jerks, Group Sex, one of the all-time favorite, most badass punk albums ever.
Emily, you know the whole record's like, what, 14 minutes?
Oh my god. I love this album, and DJing this album like totally blows.
Yeah.
Because it's like, if I ever manage to DJ any song off this album and actually only play one song without having to play another song because all the songs are so dang short, like, I feel like I'm like, give me the DJ of the Year award for pulling that off.
It's one of the shortest records ever.
Because I'm wrapping it up. But yeah, there's literally songs on this album that are 40 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
But it is one of the most killer punk rock albums of all time. And, love that album. DJing it is a challenge, but worth the challenge.
Can I say proto-hardcore?
Proto-hardcore? Absolutely, you can.
I like putting proto in front of things.
Proto, makes you sound pretentious. Makes people scared of you.
Yeah, it's proto-hardcore.
And prior to that, another classic from Southern California, we have Suicidal Tendencies from Venice Beach. Another one of my favorites, and this album totally rolls. The whole album honestly fucking rips. Like, every song on this album is a banger, but I played the classic Institutionalized. All I wanted was Pepsi, and she wouldn't give it to me. After that, we had Subhumans, Stay the Country Diet. Honestly, not my personal favorite Subhumans album. My favorite is Cradle to the Grave. It's much more, like, weird experimental. It has those weird, like, bassy surf riffs.
Much better.
And like, start to finish overall is an album that, like, tells a story from start to finish. Cradle from the Grave, far superior album, in my opinion.
Yes.
However, Subhumans, Stay the Country Diet has the punk rock classic No.
Yes.
Which is one of the most